The University of Arkansas's annual One Book, One Community program invites the local community to read the same book in an effort to create discussion around a particular issue. This year's selection, The Book of Unknown Americans by Christina Enriquez, tells the story of Latino immigrants living legally in Delaware. The novel explores their family lives, aspirations, struggles, successes, and failures. In conjunction with the initiative, the Latinx Youth Theater Project will perform tonight and tomorrow. Ozarks at Large's Antoinette Grajeda attended the group's rehearsal earlier this week in Springdale, and she has more on what audiences can expect from the actor's latest production.
Freedom is being loved.
Freedom is being listened to.
Freedom is stress-free.
Inside the dimly lit theater of the Arts Center of the Ozarks, seven young actors stand in front of desks and recite lines. This is the Latinx Youth Theater Project. Playwright Ashley Edwards says the initiative's goal is to give Springdale youth a voice through writing and theater.
The point of it was to create a positive change in the community, give the underrepresented artists, specifically the Latinx community, a voice, and to create social change, positive change, community awareness that we about cultural heritage and ethnicity, and also address some of the hardships and struggles, stereotypes that they have faced while growing up in this area, but also looking at it with a positive lens and how can we change this.
The Latinx Youth Theater Project was established in the spring as a collaboration involving David Jolliffe, the Brown Chair in English Literacy at the University of Arkansas, the Arts Center of the Ozarks, and Northwest Arkansas Community College, with support from the Walton Family Foundation. Initially, project participants wrote poetry for several weeks that NWAC Theater Coordinator Ashley Edwards transformed into the play Follow Me at T.O. Sam. The devised theater piece tells the story of a group of young Springdale writers and activists who, when approached by a novice Latino politician seeking their support, discuss issues related to community and ethnic identity. The company mounted its production earlier this year at NWAC, Art Center of the Ozarks, Crystal Bridges, and Theater Squared's New Play Festival.
After that, it received so much amazing response. It was all free and all of that, that David Jolliffe and I worked together in Kathleen Trotter here at Art Center of the Ozarks to ask for another grant, and Walton Family Foundation wanted us to do another season. So this summer we put that together. Most of the group was interested, and we came up with another grant proposal for another season, and that's what we're doing now.
Before work gets underway on a second season, audiences can get one more look at the material that inspired Follow Me at T.O. Sam. Tonight and tomorrow, the company will mount two performances in conjunction with the U of A's One Book, One Community initiative. These two shows will take scenes from the original play and expand them. Actor Samuel Rivera Lopez says they're tackling some issues that can arise in a classroom setting.
Something that we've come to notice is that a lot of tension exists within the classroom because students aren't allowed to say what they want to say. And so, like, freedom of speech doesn't really exist within the classroom. And so when there's a lot of things that happen that might demean certain things, that a teacher might say something or a student may say something, but nobody's allowed to say anything back because it's not in the right setting for somebody to speak out about it. And so it's like, if we could go back in high school and talk about the moments that made us feel uncomfortable and, like, talk to a teacher about it, how would we react? And so it's like holding up the mirror to another possibility that should exist within the classroom.
The viewing experience will not be a passive one. Following the production, audience members will be invited to participate in the conversation.
There's going to be a talk back to talk about kind of like the issues that we talk about in the play, but also kind of like feedback from the audience saying, what would you like to be talked about? And kind of like, what are we saying that you know, affects you or in some way you like that we're actually bringing this to light? Like, it's really about having a conversation that hasn't really been had. Yeah. Well, out in the open. I'm pretty sure these are conversations that people have with people they care about and trust, but it's rare that you have a public discussion over topics so large in a small community sometimes.
Director Jules Taylor says everyone involved can take away something from experiencing this production.
This whole project is such a socially relevant experience for everyone, for them to tell their experience, for the participants to be able to express themselves and their individuality and their collective culture. But it's even more of an experience for the viewing audience, you know, to hear it and to think about the things that they're saying.
Michael Landman, head of the U of A's MFA directing program, directed the original performances. Because he's unavailable for this week's series of shows, Taylor says she's acting as a substitute director.
It's been a privilege for me being part of it, just to walk in almost as an observer, right? You know, until very recently, I've just been observing everything and getting to know them and listen to them. And they're sharing some stuff, you know? It's brave of some of the things that they're saying and that they're sharing.
In the short time she's been with the company, Taylor says, as a white person, she's learned so much.
And so much that I was not aware of. You know, like there's this great term that I have recently learned called microaggression. And I'm guilty of it just like everybody else. And so it's been a real, like, honor, really, to get to hear what it means from their perspective and have them explaining it. And then I've incorporated into my life and into my consciousness just in the last couple months of what that means. And it's helped me to understand myself. And a lot of us, you know, we think, oh, I'm the least judgmental person ever. But we don't always hear the things that we say or the microaggressive little things that are the subtle things that we put out there.
The Latinx Youth Theater Project will perform twice this week in conjunction with the U of A's One Book, One Community initiative. Both performances are free and open to the public. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Tonight's performance begins at 7 o'clock at St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Fayetteville. Tomorrow night's show is at 7 in the Faye Jones School of Architecture Auditorium on the University of Arkansas campus. More information available by emailing David Jolliffe at djolliffe@uark.edu.